O'Brien coming on.
How you doing?
Hi, Mr. President. How are you?
Pretty good. I got our friend Rivers on the line today. Carl Benson got him, and we sent him a book and called him back and talked to him, and he says that he will be with us.
That's good.
I talked to the governor of Georgia, and he says that he may be able to help with Cuton and Hagen. That he will really try to. Rivers says that he can help with Hebert, and Benson says he can too. You might want to follow that through.
Yeah, I bet that's a good point because Hebert, yeah, that's right, on the committee.
The 8th Naval District Headquarters is getting ready to be folded and moved. We might preserve it, and that means a lot to Hebert. Hardy of Virginia is all messed up because of his shipyard.
Yeah.
But if they don't turn off a bunch of people, we may be able to be helpful there.
Well, what I thought, I talked to Hardy about that, and I thought perhaps we could have a little bit of a leak along the line in the, by Monday, that maybe something adverse was going to happen down there. Then Hardy could get back to his newspapers to tell him he had checked it out and had been assured nothing bad would happen. We try to set the stage for a little story for him.
All right. You know anything else?
No.
I want you and Ken Warren to, you heard me talk to him today about this stuff that's coming out of Justice.
I know it.
Now, I'm getting a barrage of unnecessary heckling and harassing today from Hyannisport. Attorney General Kennedy received a barrage of telephone calls and messages from supporters angered at the manner in which the president eliminated him as a Democratic candidate. Informed sources said the callers, backers of the Attorney General and the late President Kennedy, asked the Attorney General what their next move should be. He arrived here last night, Under Secretary of State Harriman, Director Sergeant Shriver, Kennedy's brother-in-law, were among those at the compound. Sources in Washington said Johnson asked the Attorney General to play a major role. The Attorney General would not accept such a role. Kennedy served as manager for his brother, and a political assignment campaign could mean that he would be acting in the same capacity for Johnson.
That's Hyannisport Dateline?
Yes, sir.
My God.
And ain't nobody knows about the barrage of calls without his knowing it.
Well, I'll have to agree there.
Now, will you talk to Ken about that? Because what I'm going to do, if they just keep on, I'm going to sock him right in the puss, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I can't. My understanding was that he wanted to think things out over the weekend.
That's what he told me. He wanted to think them out the other day, and I let him think them out, but he leaks them out. Just constant barrage of stuff.
Well,
everybody wants my comment on number one. Did I ask him to be the manager?
Yeah.
The answer is no. He told me he wanted to be helpful, and I told him he initiated. I told him that he could help in any way he wanted to.
Yeah.
And number two, this business about people calling like hell, I can tell you how many have called me. And I can also say it, I talked to about 50 delegations and there's only four of them mentioned it. But I mean, I don't want to be putting that out.
Yeah,
I've got a quotation from every damn delegation in the nation.
Did you say that Harriman is there with them?
Yeah, that's what the ticker said.
What the hell?
Informed sources said the callers, backers of the Attorney General and the late President, he ought to be bringing the late President into this, asked the Attorney General what their next move should be. Kennedy arrived here last night to spend the weekend with his family and consider various proposals for his future. Undersecretary of State W. Averill Harriman and Peace Corps Director Sergeant Shriver, Kennedy's brother-in-law, were among those at the compound.
Sounds like a convention.
Yeah. Well, I wish you'd talk to Ken and tell him I'd like for him to get back to me with what his suggestions are. I think he ought to tell this fella. If he doesn't want to, I will, but he's wanted to be the mediator. I think you ought to tell him that this is not the way to handle this and try it in the papers, but if he wants to try it that way, I believe I can get as good an audience with him as he can.
Let me get a hold of Ken. This sounds like it's getting out of hand.
It is when they go to coming from Hyannisport that he's receiving a barrage of telephone calls. Now, I can put out a few messages I've got here, and you'd be surprised what they say. They're scared to death. I've got to go home at night without him rapping on the door and waking him up. And there's a lot of things uncomplimentary about him, but I don't want to say it, and I don't want to repeat it even to my secretary.
Yeah. Why don't you let me talk to Ken? Let's see if we
can. And I've got the messages from all the people we've talked to, and we've gone in every damn state in the Union. John Reynolds said that he'd do anything we wanted to do, but he personally would favor Kennedy. And he was sorry that Kennedy wasn't in it.
Yeah.
But he wanted me to know his strong Pomfrey. English said that he would like to see Kennedy, but he was going to do whatever we wanted him to do. That's what he said. I don't believe it. I think he's for Kennedy anyway. But,
Was that John English?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's for him for the Senate today, isn't he?
Hey, yeah. Happy Chandler's for him in Kentucky, but the only one that was for him. Happy hadn't been too successful down there. The Massachusetts fellow.
Well, would that be Peabody or?
No, some guy in the delegation. I don't know who it was they contacted. It talks to them.
Yeah.
But he said that they want to do whatever we want to do, but Massachusetts would like to be for Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly understandable.
Of course it was, and I wouldn't want them to be any other way.
Yeah. Are these stories now, what is the situation? The stories seem to follow a pattern that you asked him to be campaign manager, and he was...
And the story says that the Attorney General would not accept such a role. Hmm. He told me on his own initiative that he wanted to tell me that he would like to, quote, be helpful in the campaign. And I said, well, I sure want you to be. And he said, in what capacity? And I said, in any capacity that you want.
Well, that's the position, actually, any capacity that he wants, right?
Yes, sir.
And that could take any form if he wanted to do speech making or wanted
to... I told him, and I thought that he ought to be able to give suggestions and advice and make speeches and so on and so forth and be Attorney General.
Yeah.
He said, I don't think that's traditional. I said, hell, the Postmaster General and the Attorney General, Bill Rogers, Tom Clark,
Yeah. They
made more speeches than anybody around here.
Yeah.
Homer Cummings was nothing but a politician for Roosevelt. Frank Murphy, the same thing. All the Attorney Generals have been politicians. He said, well, he didn't think it's traditional for him to take part in campaigns. I said, that's all they've done. So a little earlier today, they said the Attorney General's friends said that he couldn't understand how I could want him to continue and still want him to help in the campaign.
Well, it's
I see nothing inconsistent about it at all.
I think probably what he is getting at is it seemed to me that the former president, didn't he have some sort of a... bar on who was the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and maybe the Attorney General. It seemed to me that he said he didn't want them making political speeches. Maybe
I think if the Attorney General put it on himself, I don't think the President imposed it on him.
Because I remember in the 62 campaign, if you'll recall, on a lot of these Democratic dinners, that we didn't have... The availability of at least, it seemed to me, as I recall it, three or four of those cabinet members.
That's right, you hadn't got it of Dillon. You hadn't had it of the Attorney General, Secretary of State, and Secretary of Defense. That's four of them.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, because I remember we were tight as hell on speakers during that period.
Well, here are two things about this I think it's bad. Number one, that he or his friends at Hyannisport are putting out criticism of the manner in which the president acted.
Yeah.
That's bad enough for our opponents, not for a cabinet.
Yeah.
Be talking about the president's manner, unquote.
Mm.
The second thing is that the Attorney General is refusing to be a part of the campaign which he suggested himself part before he tells me.
Yeah. Why don't you let me get to work on it, Mr. President?
And I don't think you ought to tell him that I'm raising hell. I think you ought to tell him that you tell him about UPI 89.
All right.
UPI 89.
All right.
Come on.
I'm going to get a hold of Ken now.
Yeah, you get back. Come here. Make Ken get back.
All right. Okay.